Look, ZB, it is now 25 to 7. Victoria Harris is an analyst with Milford Asset Management. Now, it's easy to transfer your KiwiSaver to Milford's award-winning KiwiSaver plan. Milford offers three KiwiSaver funds. There's the Active Growth Fund, which invests mainly in New Zealand and Australian shares. There's the Balanced Fund, which invests in a mix of shares and bonds, and the Conservative Fund, which invests mainly in bonds. Each aims to deliver superior returns while protecting your capital. Now, for more info on transferring your KiwiSaver to Milford or for an investment statement, you go to Milford KiwiSaver, one word, milfordkiwisaver.co.nz, or their number 0800 662 345. 0800 662 345. Victoria Harris is with us. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, Larry.
Let's talk about contrast and consumer behaviour across the Tasman. Now, there have been recent profit warnings from trans-Tasman retailers.
Yes, so I guess in the last 6 weeks, retail conditions have turned sharply for a few of our trans-Tasman retailers, and particularly in Australia. So some Australian retailers like Super Retail Group, which owns operates about 600 stores across Australia. We've had RCG Group, which operates the Athlete's Foot brand, and Pacific Brands, which is, owns the underwear brand Bonds, have all had all announced profit warnings recently. And I expect there's further profit warnings to come from Australia. Whereas in New Zealand, we've had Posty Plus and Pumpkin Patch, which have made announcements recently of poor trading conditions.
So what has caused the profit warnings for the Australia retailers?
Well, the retailers have seen a large pullback in consumer spending in the last 6 weeks in particular, and that's just really due to two reasons. Firstly, the budget that came out in May, that caused, you know, further deterioration in consumer confidence over there, and it's expected that consumers will have less disposable income from these budget changes, so they're being a bit more conservative in their spending. And also, the second reason is May was an abnormally warm month across Australia. So those retailers I mentioned before are mostly all apparel retailers, so they'll have to discount to get through that excess winter stock. And so, you know, this discounting, well, it's good for the consumers that are spending. It's not good for the company margins and profits, which in turn, you know, affects shareholders.
And is it looking more positive for New Zealand retailers?
Yes. So despite those two retailers I mentioned before, the Posty Plus and Pumpkin Patch having a difficult time, you know, it is generally more positive in New Zealand, in the New Zealand environment for retailers. We've got, you know, consumer confidence that remains at, you know, at high levels compared to Australia, which is it's consumer confidence is firmly in the pessimistic territory. And New Zealand retail sales for May, which were released by Statistics New Zealand, were well above market expectations, and we continue to see strong growth there.
And any retail sector in particular doing very well?
Well, you know, we expect that the housing-related retailers to do well. That's the furniture, hardware, kind of home goods retailers. They should perform well, you know, due to the buoyant housing market that we're seeing, you know, in New Zealand and in Australia. So the likes of Briscoes, their latest trading update, well, it was, you know, back in April, it did show strong sales growth in their homeware division. And so the likes of, say, Harvey Norman, that have, you know, furniture stores in New Zealand and Australia, you know, we should see those kind of retailers doing particularly well.
Right. What about the outlook then?
Well, in Australia, I guess, you know, we expect retail conditions will remain tough in the short term, you know, with further companies probably, you know, likely going to announce profit warnings. You know, however, I guess as people adjust to the changes in the budget, and those retailers clear that excess inventory, we should see a correction to more positive territory. And then on the other side, in New Zealand, I think, you know, overall our retail conditions are more positive than Australia, so, and I expect them to remain that way, you know, despite the apparel sector within retail. I mean, our retail spending is maintaining, you know, positive momentum, and I think it will continue while we have this favourable economic backdrop.
Victoria, thank you for that. Appreciate it. That is Victoria Harris, who's an analyst with Milford Asset Management. Go to milfordkiwisaver.co.nz or 0800 662 345.